This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. But also, if you get Quest worthy, it's a good drink. Really good drink. So put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Nintendo Switch news. A little bit. There's a sweepstakes going on, and Kojima was doing some talking again. But this time, it was at the Japan, or should I say Japanese, game show. But we begin today with what's happening right in the middle of it. Okay, fine, I'm a PlayStation guy, but you know I would put up what Xbox is doing too. Because PlayStation will have its state of play tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Which means I will be up on twitch.tv/JoeSpace at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or a little bit before that. And the show will be on after it, because we will be covering everything that's on the state of play. Now, that said, what could be in there? Well, first off, they're going to be taking a look at Soros, which is the next game from the Housemarque, with, quote, nearly 5 minutes of gameplay captured on PlayStation 5. Say Marque, Marquee, Housemarque. I'm sorry. But still, they will be taking a look at the gameplay. But what else could be there? Seriously, what else could be there? 35 minutes of the details. And this comes to us from both Eurogamer and IGN. And what IGN is thinking is, could it be another promo for Resident Evil Requiem? Could be. Could there be Marvel's Wolverine? And what other indie games, which would be for PlayStation, could we see? Could we see something from Square Enix, like Dragon Quest VII going over to PlayStation? We'll find out tomorrow. So come on in, join me for the stream, and we will be talking about PlayStation State of Play after that. Now, a little bit more about PlayStation, because VideoGamesChronicle.com did say that the PlayStation trophies will now unlock the ability to purchase some real-life merchandise of some of the franchises. So, PlayStation did launch the franchise rewards. And with that, you can get some purchase exclusive merchandise that would correspond with the in-game trophy. And that starts with the Ghost of Tsushima, where the players have earned the Mononoware, that's gold, or Living Legend Platinum trophies. And that was done by December 31st, or will be done by December 31st, 2025. So that will be some limited edition merchandise. So the players must earn the required trophies in-game, and then head to the Ghost Rewards store at ghostrewards.playstation.com in order to purchase the items. The Ghost Rewards will be able to go to the players in the US, Canada, Australia, Europe, which is EU, Monaco, Norway, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. PlayStation says that the availability outside of the regions will be introduced at a later date. Now, players that have earned the Living Legend Platinum Trophy with a connected PlayStation account and Ghost of Tsushima by December 31st can purchase a commemorative pin, which does have some very nice artwork to it, and that'll cost $25. If you want it. There's a t-shirt that will be available for players who achieve the Mononoware Gold Trophy, and that t-shirt will cost $30. So, are you interested? Trophies becoming real life. And you know somebody would like that. And that's Hideo Kojima, because he revealed the first trailer for the Xbox game titled OD. Now, Sophia Lillis is a part of the game, and the trailer did show Lilith's character in a spooky house, lighting candles before meeting a certain figure. And Kojima did say that The game was subtitled as OD Knock because you could hear a knocking sound that could be heard throughout the trailer. And the OD product was being worked on a filmmaker named Jordan Peele. Kojima did say, quote, "There's a different kind of fear Jordan Peele will do. Mine is knock, is the fear. I really am afraid a big knock sounds." That's Kojima. Now, if you want to see the trailer, that is up on YouTube. It is about 3 minutes long. And all you hear is some knocking at the door, and you'll see a card that slides through it. And they're going through the trailer. As you go through the trailer, I should say, you will see some very, very spooky things. Not gonna get into what, because you gotta see the trailer. So out of the spookiness, we go into Borderlands. Okay, that's bad. But PC Gamer did say that Borderlands 4 is focusing on buffs, not the nerfs, to start with the underperforming gear instead of the bleed god knife. Now the knives could have a, quote, penetrator augment, end quote, that's with them, which would cause the damage to be critical damage for just a few seconds. Now Vex can combine, which is the character in the game, that with her contamination skill, where the critical hits causing 100% status chance, that's on top of her crits already being able to cause bleeds. If you bleed someone, the bleed's now critically hitting. That would cause even more bleeds, which would cause even more bleeds, and then cause more bleeds. But with that, you would think that maybe that would be nerfed, but not so fast. Grammy Timmons got up on X and said, quote, "We've seen the discourse about builds that use unintended interactions and or the knife. We're not going to act on those immediately. Instead, we're looking at our first round of buffs. Those will get addressed, but we're going to start with underperforming gear skills first," end quote. But what will they do? Well, we will find out once the buffs actually do happen. So hey, you got stuff getting buffed, but maybe you just want to win something. Bandai Namco says you can enter a sweepstakes and be all a part of the Digimon story Time Stranger. And with that, you could win a sold-out collector's edition. Now, the collector's edition would have the Digimon Story Stranger Ultimate Edition physical disc, Jupitermon Wrath Mode figurine, exclusive art book, Digimon card game set, Ultimate Edition digital content, a season pass, which goes all the way to season pass bonus farm item Golden Moe, and actually it goes to episode pack 3, so you get 1, 2, and 3, deluxe edition bonus, costume cyber sleuth set, costume pack, costume public safety suit and special supply set, cyber sleuth BGM pack, and early unlock special Agumon and Gabumon, the pre-order bonus content as well, trainable Digimon Agumon Black and Gabumon Black, costume uniform of a certain school, adventure item set, consumables, and equipment. So you can enter if you so want to. But if you're looking for some Nintendo Switch 2 Legend of Zelda amiibos, well, they're on sale right now. And they're up on Amazon via GameSpot.com. So go check them out. The amiibos that once cost $40 or $30 are now $16. So go check them out. Remember, I will be live tomorrow on twitch.tv/JoeSpace to record the show after PlayStation State of Play. So come on over. Don't be scared. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.